Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
All three had died through ligature strangulation. While believing these three crimes were indeed connected, leads ran cold.
A SoCal serial killer is caught half a century later. It's August 8th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Coming up today, an LA actor is charged with rape. 5-hour standoff in Highland Park.
The man has been a menace to his neighbors for a while now, often firing his gun into the air.
And one city says it wants to defy the new state law about schools outing kids to their parents.
Stop wasting taxpayers' time and money with this crap.
That's all coming up. But first, this.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. Back on the LA Local.
While we cannot bring back Kimberly, Velvet, and Lorraine, we can make sure that the person accused of these horrific crimes faces in Ventura County the full weight and force of the law.
It took almost 50 years, but they found him, a killer who stalked Ventura County and murdered vulnerable sex workers. Emily Valdez is out there covering this breakthrough.
In 1977, 18-year-old Kimberly Fritz, 31-year-old Velvet Sanchez, and 21-year-old Lorraine Rodriguez were murdered just months apart in Oxnard and Port Hueneme. They were all sex workers who frequented an area once called the Stroll in Oxnard. Ventura County DA Eric Nazarenko.
All three had died through ligature strangulation. While believing these three crimes were indeed connected, leads ran cold.
Investigators say 2 years ago in North Carolina, DNA linked now 73-year-old Warren Luther Alexander to a fourth woman. She was strangled and dumped there in 1992. Alexander's DNA was uploaded into a nationwide criminal database called CODIS.
Detectives with the cold case unit on behalf of the Ventura County Sheriff's Department uploaded crucial DNA evidence into that nationwide DNA database. And in this case, a match occurred, specifically a match to Warren Luther Alexander.
Alexander was extradited to Ventura County. He's in jail with no bail. He faces life without parole. Investigators believe there are more victims out there.
Meanwhile, the actor Gabriel Olds is being held on $3.5 million bail in L.A., charged with rape. He played the preacher Pat Robertson in the movie The Eyes of Tammy Faye in 2021. The L.A. County DA says he assaulted three women he dated in the L.A. area over a 10-year period, 2013 to 2023. The cops say he used his status as an Ivy League grad and an actor to meet women and arrange dates, and they think there could be more victims in other parts of the country who have not come forward. It was a standoff at a home in Highland Park that lasted almost 5 hours today. Karen Adams was there as it finally ended peacefully.
It all started just after 9 in the morning here on Delphi Street when neighbors called 911 saying a man had just shot off his gun.
The suspect is described as a male white, about 42 years old, who allegedly used an unknown type firearm and fired a single shot into the air. When officers arrived, witnesses stated to officers that the suspect had retreated back into his residence.
Officer David Cuellar says that's when the nearly 5 hours standoff began. SWAT was called in. A bullhorn was used, telling the man to surrender. Officer Cuellar says during all of this, they learned something else about the guy.
It was determined that the suspect is wanted for a shooting here in the Northeast Division. A warrant was also issued for that incident.
That shooting happened just Wednesday. Officer Cuellar says the man has been a menace to his neighbors for a while now, often firing his gun into the air.
Day after day in Encino, people get more frustrated and fearful, worried about this sudden increase in break-ins and burglaries.
People are very frustrated in feeling that the criminal justice system is broken.
Rob Glushon is the head of the Encino Property Owners Association. He says it's so bad now that he and others are actually considering buying guns.
Because even when the police make arrests, the people are let go and are repeat offenders. Just 2 days ago, the police arrested in an Encino neighborhood someone who was on probation for residential burglary. So why were they out on the street?
He says his organization's helping put together neighborhood watch groups. The LAPD told KTLA citywide residential burglaries are up 4% in July, but it's a 40% jump in Encino. The Huntington Beach City Council is going on record to oppose new law here in California we told you about last month that bans schools from requiring parents to be notified if a student asks to change their pronouns or gender identity or comes out. This week, the City Council voted 4-3 to declare Huntington Beach, quote, a parent's right to know city. Plenty of residents had things to say about that before the vote.
I think it's very, very important that we do have a resolution so that we will know that we have parental rights. It is simply too much for a child to carry duplicate personas.
You guys are so obsessed with children's sexualities. It's weird and embarrassing. Stop wasting taxpayers' time and money with this crap. Thank you.
The Huntington Beach City Attorney's been ordered to draft a formal ordinance, could be ready for a vote next month. But again, policies like that that require parents be notified when kids come out as gay or trans are now illegal under state law signed by the governor last month. A member of the LAPD brass, the top command staff, who's been talked about as a potential candidate to become the chief, is being sued by the cops union.
When the city of Los Angeles was negotiating a new deal with the cops union, Commander Lillian Carranza, who is a member of LAPD's command staff, is accused of posing as a police lieutenant, posing as such, according to the LAPPL, to gain access to the union's email about labor negotiations. LAPD commanders aren't members of the Los Angeles Police Protective League, and now the LAPPL is suing Carranza, alleging in part that she's committed cyber crimes.
When we were in MOU negotiations with the city, apparently she accessed some of our MOU documents that we had confidentially sent to members.
By MOU, I believe you're referring back to labor negotiations.
Correct. The contract with the city. We found out approximately 2 months ago she attempted to get a copy of the captain assessment survey. Turns out it was Lillian Carranza. It was Lillian Carranza's email. It was her IP address. She's a commander of police. It's a command officer fraudulently impersonating somebody two ranks below to get access to emails that legally she's not entitled to.
That's Robert Rico, the attorney for the Los Angeles Police Protective League. He wants the state attorney general to launch an investigation. Says the city attorney, also the Los Angeles County district attorney, can't do it, as he says they both have conflicts.
Yeah, Craig Figner reached out to Lillian Carranza for comment. Have not heard anything at the time we recorded this. Tourists shot up Joshua Tree, but not with guns. Next. Three German tourists have been cited and fined for shooting up Joshua Tree National Park, not with guns, but with paintballs. They fired paintball guns, splattering buildings and signs with yellow paint. Park officials say the guns, called paintball markers, are considered weapons, which are banned in the park. Rangers issued each of them a federal violation notice for vandalizing, defacing, or destroying property. They face a penalty of up to 6 months in prison, a fine of up to $5,000. And that's the L.A. Local for this 8-8, August 8th. We're sponsored by the L.A. Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM, ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app, search for KNX. And follow the L.A. Local on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. Three German tourists have been cited and fined for shooting up Joshua Tree National Park, not with guns, but with paintballs. They fired paintball guns, splattering buildings and signs with yellow paint. Park officials say the guns, called paintball markers, are considered weapons, which are banned in the park. Rangers issued each of them a federal violation notice for vandalizing, defacing, or destroying property. They face a penalty of up to 6 months in prison, a fine of up to $5,000. And that's the L.A. Local for this 8-8, August 8th. We're sponsored by the L.A. Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM, ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app, search for KNX. And follow the L.A. Local on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. I'm Alex Silverman, back tomorrow. See you later.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search the Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for Unfiltered Talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.